So, I mean, once we start scratching the surface of this thing, Drew, it just gets deeper and deeper and more shocking. So many of these charities, Drew, that you've been investigating, where hardly any of the money goes to charity. All of them seem to have this one private fundraiser taking in all the money, and that's Quadriga Art right here in New York. I'd never heard about them.
Me neither, but they are huge. A private company that simply will not speak to us, Anderson, won't even return phone calls except through a public relations firm, but it is this firm that's doing all the collecting, and as far as we can tell, collecting millions and millions of dollars in donated monies that the actual donors intend to be going to, in this case, animals, in so many other cases, veterans and disabled veterans.
And this is the group that the Senate Finance Committee has opened investigation into.
Yes, the Senate Finance Committee says the staffers are now going through the very documents that we have, also documents that were sent in by the DVNF. They're going to try to determine exactly what's going on here. They're just starting to look at this. We don't really have anything to report other than they are beginning their investigation.
Drew, I mean, again, I just appreciate the reporting. We're going to have another part of this coming up tomorrow. We're going to look into this other charity, which is allegedly helping animals, pets, and veterans. But again, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, I don't understand how people sleep at night who are raising money allegedly for veterans or homeless animals, and the money's not going to where they're raising the money. I do not get that. We're going to continue on this, Drew. Great reporting. Thank you. Time for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the Miss USA controversy. That's right. There's a new development, a new wrinkle, if you will, in the greatest scandal you forgot existed. But first, for those of you who have not been following the story, and may I say shame on you, let me remind you how we got here. Miss Rhode Island won the Miss USA pageant, which was broadcast on NBC earlier this month, the very next day. Another contestant, Miss Pennsylvania, claimed yet another contestant told her that she'd seen a predetermined list of the names of the women who later went on to be finalists. Are you following this? Yeah, me neither, frankly. Anyway, that other contestant, Miss Florida, said she was just joking about the list, but Miss Pennsylvania, she's not buying it.
I have many years of psychological training. I know when someone's telling a joke. I know when someone is scared and when someone is serious. And in my opinion, her body language was very serious. And she looked a little bit scared because she had just seen something that would potentially drastically change the reputation of the Miss Universe organization. And this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, a huge deal. And don't forget, she has years of psychological training. Now, I know what you're thinking. How could a pageant owned by this man possibly be controversial? Pageant officials deny the allegations and say Miss Pennsylvania is just using this so-called list scandal to cover up her real problem with the pageant, the fact that it allows transgender contestants. By the way, she dodged that question on the Today Show. For his part, Donald Trump told Good Morning America that Miss Pennsylvania is suffering from loser's remorse.
I think her primary issue was that she lost and she's angry about losing. And frankly, in my opinion, I saw her for, you know, barely a second. She didn't deserve to be in the top 15.
Trump and pageant officials also say they're going to take legal action against Miss Pennsylvania. Just to be clear, I, for one, am shocked that there is a controversy. I mean, the aftermath of beauty pageants is always so calm and so pleasant.
Larry, you're being inappropriate. You really are. So I'm
what?
Not going to talk about...
I'm asking a question.
I'm not, Larry, it's completely confidential, and you're being inappropriate.
Okay.
Okay?
So all right. Inappropriate King Live continues. Did you hear the question, Carrie? Is she leaving? Because I asked what motivated the settlement. Did you hear the question?
No, I can't hear you.
You took the mic off and you put the mic on, we can hear you.
Yeah, I think that you are being extremely inappropriate right now, and I'm about to leave your show.
Poor Larry, he did his best that night. Now back to the new development about Miss USA. A second contestant has reportedly told FoxNews.com a similar story about an alleged list of finalists, but only on condition of anonymity. So where does that leave us? I think we can all agree it's time for an independent counsel, or at the very least, a bloodhound wearing a detective cap. That's how seriously I take this story. He's going to sniff out the truth and get back to us. In the meantime, we'll keep holding on to the crown on The Ridiculist.